From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is BDGA Radio News.
Oh yeah, baby!
It is the Disc Golf News for the week of July 11, 2005. I'm Brian Sullivan coming at you this time. We've got part two of our interview with Discraft President Jim Kenner. This time he'll be telling you how pro players become sponsored players. That could be you. And the 60-second clinic has tips from David Feldberg for playing smarter in the rain. We've got results from the Brent Hamburg Memorial Open in Columbus, plus results from the U.S. Mid-Nationals Championships in Wisconsin. And there's a squabble with a goose in the Yeti Road Report. It's all on the way on this edition of PDGA Radio News, brought to you by Discovering the World at dtworld.com. Also Discraft at discraft.com. No Obstacles Disc Golf, plu-ent.com. And Innova Champion Disc, InnovaDisc.com.
The Champion Sidewinder from Innova is the latest addition to the state-of-the-art Champion line. The Sidewinder is designed for long turnover shots and long-distance rollers. The extra-long glide will add D to your drive no matter how big your arm is. And the Sidewinder is made with Champion line plastic, so it holds up round after round. Your game just got better with the new Sidewinder from Innova. Number one in disc golf.
The PDGA National Tour was in Columbus, Ohio last weekend for the Brent Hamburg Memorial Open. Results coming your way, beginning with the Masters Division, and this guy just enjoying the scenery, whistling a happy tune as he cruises to victory. What a season it has been for Brad Hammack. He is your winner. Rocky Russell will take second place, and a great showing for Eric Vandenberg. He takes third. To the women's division, and Des Redding comes on strong in the third round. She does very well in the final line as well. She's going to win by 10. Juliana Corver just gets past Carrie Burlager for second and third places. And in the open division, a horse race here. It is a coin flip. Who's going to take it? And David Feldberg comes alive in the final line, wins by a single stroke over the AM last year, pro this year, Alexi Bubis. He takes second place, a tie for third between Avery Jenkins and Barry Schultz. And that is how it went down in Columbus at the Brent Hamburg Memorial. Time now for the 60-second clinic. This past weekend, Tropical Storm Dennis dumped a whole bunch of water on a whole bunch of disc golfers in many states of North America. So what do you do? How do you plan for a tournament when you know it's gonna be wet? Professional disc golfer David Feldberg offers these tips.
How do we deal and prepare for a very wet round? Well, being that I'm from Oregon now, you almost have to prepare every tournament for a wet round. I have a rain poncho folded up in my bag. I have five towels and a Ziploc bag in each pocket that stay completely dry. I take discs out of my bag to carry less discs so that I can control my bag and carry extra things and keep them dry. I have my rain flap over my bag. I carry an umbrella. I also have a birdie bag. I have two chamois that I carry to keep my hands dry, and a bag of dirt. A birdie bag is similar to the bag of dirt. It's a way for you to get your grip back. When it rains, your hands get cleaned, and then you lose that little grip that you usually have on the disc, and it feels kind of tacky. And that's not how you throw good, because usually you throw with your hand kind of dirty and sweaty. So that brings that feeling back on a wet day. I like to wear shorts, unless it's chilly, maybe some jump pants. But mainly rain pullover, real light, thin Gore-Tex shells, nothing with insulation. And then Gore-Tex socks, Gore-Tex shoes, and a hat in the rain is necessary to keep the water out of the face so you can putt.
Professional disc golfer David Feldberg was the winner of the Open Division at last week's Brent Hamburg Memorial Open. Coming up, part two of our discussion with Discraft President Jim Kenner.
When you think disc golf, think no obstacles. No Obstacles Disc Golf is found at www.plu-ent.com. Find information about No Obstacles events, like the Discraft Michigan Disc Golf Series stop at Boyne Mountain and Boyne City, and the Shanty Creek Throwdown. Quality events, quality disc golf products, and outstanding service. When you think disc golf, think No Obstacles at plu-ent.com.
Hi, this is Alan Shack, and you're listening to PDGA Radio News.
In the big picture this week, we continue our discussion with Discraft President and Founder Jim Kenner.
Last week, we talked about how discs are manufactured. This week, the guy who has sponsored a number of players throughout the years tells us how you, too, can become a sponsored player. One of the goals of professional disc golfers is to have a sponsor like Discraft. So let's talk a little bit about your team, who's on it now, and if there is an aspiring golfer out there who is looking to join the team, what do they need to start thinking about?
Well, we started the team concept early 90s. We were the first manufacturer to have anybody sponsored. Some of our early people were Slate Paul, Steve Valencia, Mike Randolph, Dan Ginley. Those are some of the early names. A couple of them are still around. A couple of them have disappeared over the years. And the idea was that, you know, we were the number two, the small guy in disc golf, and we thought we'd get a couple of players to throw some of our stuff and highlight it. As everyone knows now, a number of companies these days have people throwing their plastic at a lot of the different events. And so essentially we just try to find people that maybe have an affinity for our plastic to begin with for whatever reason. Maybe they've grown up and played with someone who threw our stuff, or for whatever reason they got our plastic. They realized that, hey, this is great plastic. They love to throw it, and they get good enough, and at some point in time, they'll usually approach us and ask us for sponsorship when they, you know, they start carding those wins at some of the B tiers. Maybe, you know, when they hit that first A tier, that's a good place to say, hey, maybe I'm good enough to look for a sponsor. And it's tough these days because there's a lot of really good players out there, a lot of young guys coming up, and, you know, we've been lucky over the years. We've had some really good people on our team. Elaine King has been on our team for a long time. She's like 5-time women's world champion. Ron Russell's been on the team since the mid-90s, and he was the first person to break Ken Climel's winning streak for world championships in 1999. Cam Todd's on our team now. He was a 2001 world champion. So these are some of the older guys, and we've got a whole a slew of new players coming up that I think are going to make their mark in the sport. One in particular, Peter Middlecamp, who was amateur national champion in 2003. He's a good possibility that he's going to be rookie of the year for 2004. He's been out on tour, and while he's not winning the big tournaments, he's right there and he's poised to move up. We've got some other real good players. Nate Doss from the West Coast, Santa Cruz area, has been out on tour at some of the things, and he's definitely placing, you know, top eight a lot of the time. So we're looking for the up-and-coming young player. You know, we want to build the team and build the brand. We've got a lot of new discs coming out, and so if you're that hot golfer and you like some of our plastic, you know, give us a call. We hope that everyone will try some of our plastic and see how it fits into their game, because we think we have a disc that'll we've got a disc for every shot in the game.
Well, let's talk about some of the plastic you've got. Tell us some of your hottest discs at the moment, both, you know, stuff that may have been released years ago and still remains hot, and then what's coming out here in the near future? Because I know you guys are constantly kicking out new frisbees.
Yeah, well, the name of the game, obviously, in disc golf is drivers. I mean, drivers are the big sellers. People want to throw them farther and farther. It's just like ball golf. They want that thing that's going to get them down the fairway farther so they can get that putt. Getting down the fairway far is important, but, you know, being able to do it easily and having something that flies that's real controllable, that's a big factor. Discs that are hot, you know, some of the old discs still hang in there pretty good. The Cyclone's still a real good seller, even though it's, you know, almost 12 years old now. The putters always do well. The Magnets, we've now got the Challengers are doing real well. The soft ones, the different versions of the hard ones. The X putter, which is kind of a straighter right turn putter, real good for approaches and that. And then we're always working on the new driver. You know, we had a slew of them in the last couple of years. The Wildcat, the Predator, they're both doing well. Some of the real overstable stuff, hangs in there. We've got some freaks down in Texas where it's really windy that have to have their Z Extremes because that thing's so overstable it'll hang in any wind. We've gone a little bit in that direction with our mid-range. We've got the Drone now that we just brought out this year, which is real, you know, quite overstable and should handle any wind conditions. And it's also in our newly formulated D plastic, which we're adding a lot more rubber to, so you get a much better grip, and it's even in the rain, you know, you don't have to worry about losing grip on the thing. Then we've got a couple new drivers. The Avenger just came out a few weeks ago. It's basically a tamed down predator, and you know, something that where if people found a predator was much too overstable, they can pick up the Avenger, and it's, you know, the stability is close to like a wildcat or a Talon or something like that, but it's got a lot more glide on it. You know, like Peter Middlecamp, one of our new players, he said he's got a hole at home that about 430 uphill that he's never reached before, and he threw the Avenger past it a couple times and hit chains, and he's pretty happy. You know, we brought it out, and he's already got it worked into his game. And we also put out a new disc, which is a modified Talon. It's a little less stable Talon, a little more glide, and it's called the Tracker. And that's going to be available as the fundraiser this year for our Players' Cup, which is a new tournament that we're putting on in Florida in November. And so we got a lot of things going this year.
You mentioned the Players' Cup. Tell us a little bit about that and some of the other major Discraft events.
Well, we have Discraft has four major events that we're involved with. The first one is always the Memorial, the kickoff for the National Tour every year. We've been involved with Dan Ginley and the club in Arizona putting that on every year, and that's brings people from all over the country for their first taste of big-time disc golf every year. Obviously, the Great Lakes has been going on for a long time. I don't know the exact number now, but it's up in the 20s. And we always get the top touring pros and just people from the area out for that event. We always have a good time. Amateur Nationals, which we hold every September at Kansas City Metro Park. They let us put in the Toboggan course, which is just a temporary course, but they let us put it in every year, and it's kind of one of those Shangri-La courses. Hey, did you ever play the Toboggan? You know, it's only in for a couple of weeks every year, but players love it. It's just a challenge. It's a beautiful setting. It's a fun tournament, and we encourage all the amateurs to play hard at their qualifying tournaments and meet us up at the Am Nationals. And this year we've partnered with Sun King Discs out of Florida, and we're going to try to put on you know, a major tournament down in Florida. It's called the Players' Cup. It's a one-stop major tournament. We've got the Plantation Inn, which is a resort setting, and they already have a nice ball golf there. They've got snorkeling and boats and diving. You can swim with the manatees, all that kind of stuff. And they've added a disc golf course. They just designed and put it in earlier this year. And it's a long, challenging course, quite a few pathways that are OB. Water comes into play. We've got a lot of those palm trees and palmettos and things they have in Florida, and just a good test of disc golf. You know, some of the top pros in Florida have been down there testing it, and I think it's shooting somewhere in the low 60 range for a par for 18 holes. A real challenge, and I think it's going to be a fun event. It's a good time of year to be in Florida. It's going to be warm, and the qualifying for that tournament, you can look online at Players Cup. .com, or you can get to the Discraft website and get a link to there. That time of year, it should be fun down in Florida.
Well, Jim Kenner, we want to thank you for spending some time with us this week, and thanks also for your continued contributions to the game.
Appreciate it, Brian, and keep up the good work.
We spoke with Discraft president and founder Jim Kenner a couple of weeks back at the Discraft Great Lakes Open, and you're listening to PDGA Radio News.
Since 1979, Discraft has designed and manufactured tournament-quality flying discs for all disc sports. Our disc golf line is second to none. From beginners to world champion pros, disc golfers everywhere rely on the quality, consistency, and durability of every Discraft Pro Golf disc. Discraft, the world leader in disc sports.
Try the new Venom Maximum Distance Driver and the Drone in overstable mid-range in the new Pro D plastic for superior grip even when wet from Discraft. As you heard earlier, Dave Feldberg was the winner at the Brent Hambrick. He beat a lot of players, but one participant in that event got the best of him. We'll hear about that and some more in this week's Yeti Road Report with Jay Redding.
This week, I'm calling from the top of Hoover Dam. Well, not that Hoover Dam. You were thinking Nevada and the bright lights of Vegas, weren't you? Now I'm at the other Hoover Dam in, you know, the Buckeye State. O's on the ends, high in the middle, Ohio. Columbus, to be exact, and the site of the Brent Hambrick Memorial Tournament, where Brent's spirit was shining all weekend with beautiful weather and a full and pro field. The competition was fierce in all divisions, Well, except maybe Masters, where Brad Hammett wins his fourth title in a row there. Amateur Chase Roberts from the Quad Cities also aced hole number one off the top of the dam on the 10th course, throwing the new Coyote straight down the 250-foot drop-off and in the chains for some major excitement. Local media was also present throughout the weekend, which was very cool. But the funny moment of the weekend had to be watching Dave Feldberg on the lead card shoo away the geese that were milling around one of the baskets, and then see him turn tail and high step away from the one goose that was willing to take a stand. Here's to the goose that got Dave's gander. Honk, honk. Nice win, Dave. Roar!
Discovering the World has long been the leader in mail order disc services, with the largest selection of professional and recreational flying disc products, plus PDGA merchandise. Discovering the World is a great place to find the disc you need for the sport you love. Online orders ship within 24 hours, and the new retail location is open 7 days a week to handle all your flying disc needs. Call 714-522-2202 or visit dtworld.com. Discovering the World. A veritable boatload of PDGA events on the calendar this weekend, July 16th and 17th. The big guns are headed to Pennsylvania for the Pittsburgh Flying Disc Open, and the big shooters in Europe are headed to Sweden for the Skeletia Open. In California, it's the Auburn Pro-Am, and in Colorado, the Copper Mountain Open. In Wisconsin, you can check out the Manitowoc in the Park. AMs on Saturday, pros and fans on Sunday. The Cinecity Open this weekend in Sterling, Illinois. The Terrace Creek Open in Washington. In Fort Wayne, it's the Three Rivers Open. Oskaloosa hosting the Oski Challenge. Pros in advance on Saturday, AMs on Sunday. Boise, it's the Baked Potato Open. In Indy, it's the Checkered Flag Open. KC, the City of Fountains Classic. Arlington hosting the Fahrenheit Fling. Kingsport, Tennessee, it's the Model City Madness. And in Bel Air, Michigan, the Shanty Creek Throwdown. Whole list, PDGA.com. And finally this week, a brand new PDGA major event wrapped up over the weekend. It's the U.S. Mid-Nationals Championships held in Highbridge, Wisconsin. Not only is this a new event, but it's also got a different competitive structure. It's five divisions based on player ratings. So if you have a player rating more than 975, you weren't even invited, you couldn't play, go play with the big boys. This is for the rest of us. So there were five divisions. We're going to give you some winners from the top three, beginning with the red division. These are players with a rating of less than 875. And your winner by a bunch was Logan Price, followed by Brian Bowman and Leonard Holland. And the white division, these are players with a rating of less than 925. The winner by only four strokes, Dustin Fee. Congratulations to him. Devin Owens takes second place in that division, and Ron Huspin takes third. And the Mid-Nationals champion for the blue division, this is players with a rating of less than 975. And the winner was Matt Hall. He wins by 10 strokes over Brian Vaghi. Zach Corbis takes third in the blue. And those were some of the results from this past weekend's U.S. Mid-Nationals Championships in Highbridge, Wisconsin. And that, my friends, is the Disc Golf News for the week of July 11th. For the PDGA, I'm Brian Sullivan. Our sponsors this week are Discovering the World, also Discraft, No Obstacles Disc Golf, and Innova Champion Disc. And until next week, I hope you will get out there, huck some plastic, leave the course cleaner than you found it, and keep them in the fairways.